It's been a tough few days for Metro Detroit. Residents are dealing with widespread flooding, damage to homes, and power outages. One of the communities hit hard is the city of Dearborn. Joining me now is Dearborn Fire Chief Joseph Murray. Chief, thanks for making some time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Could you describe where the worst of the flooding is in Dearborn and the kinds of things your team has been seeing?
Sure. Well, the flooding is throughout the city. Probably the worst hit areas are our East End and South End. So basically east of Greenfield and all the way from Dearborn into Detroit.
City employees were going door to door yesterday in parts of Dearborn to get a rough estimate of the scope of the damage. What have you been learning?
Well, we've been learning that there's a lot of houses that have been flooded. We're working right now to bring all that data together that was collected yesterday, along with some other data from our DPW department that have been now picking up flood damaged items. And we're trying to merge all that so we have a good idea of just how many houses were affected. I do know that by early morning yesterday, we had over 700 calls into our call center about flooded houses, but we expect that the actual number of houses flooded is going to be much higher.
Are the waters starting to recede in Dearborn?
In some parts, they're receding. It's been a slow process, though. We still have a number of intersections and points in our road systems that are still underwater and not passable. We're doing our best to barricade those and make sure that people aren't driving into them. We have had a number of vehicles we've had to either get towed out or moved that were stuck in the water over the last few days.
There's a strong chance of more rain and thunderstorms over the next several days in the weather forecast. Also, temperatures in Metro Detroit are expected to be well into the 80s today through at least Wednesday. What are your top safety concerns for residents during this cleanup period and possibly during more storms?
Well, the first thing we want to encourage all residents that if they did have water in their basements, to get their furniture or any damaged equipment out of the house and put them on the curbside. And what we're trying to do is we have DPW crews right now every day this week going out trying to pick up bulk items, as well as working with our trash contractor who are going to be assisting in getting that off the street. If we don't pick it up, you know, immediately that day, just be patient. We're coming. We just have a ton of houses that we're trying to do right now. As far as the heat, we've been offering a cooling center for the last 2 days at our Fourth Community Performing Arts Center. We haven't really had that many people visit it. We did have some people come just to charge phones and things of that nature. And for the last 2 days, we've been dispersing dry ice. We dispersed about 3,000 pounds of dry ice to our citizens so that they, you know, hopefully save some of the food that they have in the fridge. We have two senior apartment towers that are out of power, and we wound up working with some local restaurants and vendors to provide all those seniors with hot meals and lunches for today, and as well as water and drinks. So doing our best to assist the citizens, but it's been very challenging.
What have you seen over the last decade or so in terms of the frequency and the severity of the floods that you're having to respond to in Dearborn?
Well, I think rains of this magnitude is becoming more frequent. It appears. I mean, we had a significant flood in 2014, another one in I think 18, and now where you know there's a lot of challenges, a lot of frustrations out there. When you have that amount of rain, no matter what system that you have, it's very difficult for the systems to keep up with that, especially with, you know, our water levels are very high right now. And it seems over the last, you know, 20 years that these types of incidents are becoming more frequent. And I don't really know what that's attributed to. Some people say climate change. I'm not an expert on that, but something's definitely happening where we're getting more intense rain frequently.
Chief Joseph Murray is the fire chief for the city of Dearborn. Chief, thanks a lot and good luck in the coming days.
No problem. Thank you for having me and have a good day.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.